something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. There's a big difference between feeling good and being blessed. When you are blessed, your life is improved. You can feel good without your life being improved. The truth is, a lot of Christians have not been able to distinguish between being blessed and feeling good. So many go to church on Sunday and dance and dance and dance and dance until they sweat and sweat. I say, I will dance for my God. He's for my God. I know that David danced. You remember David? He danced and danced and danced for his God. And one of his wives was angry that he was dancing that way. And you remember the rest of the story? She got in trouble for that. But you see, that was acceptable under the old covenant. They worshipped him with all their might. They danced in the flesh. Under the new contract, it is not useful. And that's one of the reasons why there are lots of splinter groups today. So many churches that are formed on the basis of some anger. They're angry with one other group, so they start a church. For example, there's a group that says that you're not supposed to use musical instruments in church because in the New Testament it doesn't talk about musical instruments. All musical instruments were in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, no clapping, no drums, no cymbals, just sing and lift your hands. Have you ever heard that? How many of you have heard that? Good. That's not enough to start a church. That's a good thought. There's nothing wrong in singing and clapping and rejoicing and even dancing. Nothing wrong if your spirit is attuned to God. But where that dance is what you are looking forward to, and that is what blesses you, something is wrong. So it doesn't matter that you dance from sunup to sundown and jump. My home on earth is beautiful and my heavenly. You can, you know, you're going to give your offering. My home on earth is beautiful and my heaven.
That is not worship. It is not praise. Nothing is happening. My home on earth is beautiful, and my heavenly home is more beautiful, and my heavenly home. It just gets worse. That's not a praise song. It's not a worship song. It doesn't mean anything. You can say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how wonderful you are. It doesn't matter. You are not being blessed, even though you feel that you're being blessed. It doesn't improve your life. You see, the problem is, too many people are ignorant of the Word of God. And because they are ignorant of the Scriptures, they err. That's what Jesus said. He said, you err because you know not the Scriptures. So many don't know how to worship God. There's a way to worship God. There's a prescribed manner to worship God. And that's why many times when you're worshiping, there are people who are wondering. They don't know how to key in. When they see you worshiping God and praising God, they don't know what to do. Because a lot of you here, you can worship without anybody singing, right? Am I right? You just take off and you're gone. Because your spirit is alive. And when you're like that, you don't need revival. Revive us again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, revive us. Why? What you listen to matters. You listen to the Word of God that lifts your spirit, you believed it. The Word of God that keeps you alive, you'll be alive. You listen to the one that kills you, you would need revival all the time. See? The human nature loves to be condemned because he recognizes his impurities. He loves to be condemned. So when you preach a message of condemnation to him, he's at home. He loves it. Just tell me, so you are a sinner, just saved by grace. Yes, amen. Say, amen. There's nothing in you. Amen, I know. You see, he's happy to receive it. No man is anything, only God. Amen. We are less than ants. Amen. He's happy. Amen. There's none righteous. No, not one. Amen. Such people are afraid of the Bible. Start talking about Jesus is coming again. They'll be scared. Please, oh Lord, please make me rapturable, please. Why? Because they have been placed in a coffin of fear. They're dead already, needing revival. Make up your mind as a child of God to know the Word of God for yourself. Amen? You will live an exciting and prosperous life when you know the Word of God for yourself. Learn it, know it, master it. Live in it 24 hours a day. Then you live a great life. Every day will be an exciting day of success, prosperity, and victory. And those three things are strange to many people. They do not live successful lives. They do not live prosperous lives. They do not live victorious lives. They're not aware that anybody could live like that. They think everybody is suffering like they are suffering. Have you ever been somewhere and somebody says, oh, all of us have been sick. Last week it was my son. The other day it was my wife. The other day it was my uncle. And he's also, he says, even me, I'm already tired. Have you ever visited people and they're like that? They complain of everything. They look old already. Old. Why? Suffering. Every day they're like this. Every day. They are afraid to laugh. No, even some of you are in church now. As others are laughing around you like this, you can't laugh out. You can't laugh out. You must not be caught laughing. They told you that if you laugh too much, Satan will catch you.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.